Good morning and welcome to another Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Kermit Poling, and joining me in the studio this morning, the music director of the Shreveport Symphony, Michael Butterman, the featured guest soloist for the Saturday evening performance, James Dick, pianist who is a world renowned, and also the director of the Roundtop Festival in Texas, as many of you know, and of course our Texas listeners will certainly more than know that as well. Shreveport Symphony has two performances this weekend, and we need to talk a little bit about both of them, I think, but let's start with Saturday night. Michael, what's in store?
We have a lot of Tchaikovsky on store, in store, for Saturday night. It's the season finale of our Masterworks season, and we have music from his opera Eugene Onegin, the Waltz and Polonaise, and then, of course, the first piano concerto, and after intermission, the Pathétique Symphony No. 6, this incredible, incredibly emotional work. I mean, whenever you talk about Tchaikovsky, you think, or I think, emotion and lyricism and so on, but these qualities are seen in a concentration unique even in Tchaikovsky's own works in this last symphony of his, the Pathétique. So it's a real a terrific concert for not only classical music fans but folks who maybe haven't attended a lot of concerts. There'll be a lot of music in here that I think is familiar to people, and it's music that whether you've heard it 100 times or for the first time, I think makes a very, very strong impression.
And of course, these are big works, not just for the orchestra. There are a lot of orchestral fireworks in moments, and as well, there are a lot of very tender, very passionate moments also, but also for piano. It's probably, you know, the top 40 list of classical music at the very, very, very top of it. I mean, it's just one of the best-known piano concertos, and James, I know you've played it many, many times. So for a piece that you've come back to time and time again, what do you do to keep it fresh? What do you find? Do you keep finding new things in the music?
One of the most amazing things, I think, with any interpretive need is to be curious about a score always. And you can see and find new things as well. I never cease to amaze myself when you go back to a work that you have played some and still find something that you had not discovered before. Mm-hmm. Some way of organizing it, some rhythmic interest that you find coming in concerti from somewhere in the orchestra that may have not impressed you at one point. So I think curiosity is one of the great leaders for resilience in an interpretation.
It makes sense. And Michael, I mean, obviously these are pieces that are really well known too. So in approaching them for this performance, actually the Sixth Symphony, I seem to keep all these little facts in my head of the last time we've done things.
Yes,
unless I'm mistaken, the last performance was in 98. So it's been a while.
Wow.
Since we've done it. I know that because the Boeings on my part are marked 1998.
Yeah.
That are in there. So
if I may, I was so surprised last night when I was told that the Tchaikovsky Concerto had not been played here in over 10 years. So I'm really honored to be able to bring that back.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
That's true.
Isn't
it's
that
been
interesting?
A while. Yeah. It really is. And they're such popular pieces. But to hear them live is, of course, a different situation. And we haven't had that opportunity here in a while.
No, indeed. And, you know, James was just talking about going back to a score and discovering new things. And I think one of the great things about working with soloists is that, you know, for a concerto that you've conducted before, for example, I feel always my job is to help the soloist get his or her point of view about the piece across somehow. Mm-hmm. And so I know there are certain ways that I've made things work in the past, but it's always good to hear from the soloist how they want to approach something. And then that usually spurs me to think of something new. And I'm sure occasionally it goes the other way around, that the conductor will say, you know, if we did this or that, it would work.
You know the conductor, Toscanini.
Sure.
He said the tradition was the last bad performance. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and probably true.
I mean, obviously he's not going to deny that there are traditional matters. If you've got a marking of fortissimo or triple forte, you know, that doesn't mean triple piano. But still, I love that. I love that quote.
Well, for our listeners, just and I know many people have heard your performances, and certainly we were talking a little bit off mic that, of course, performance today features a lot of performances from the Roundtop
Festival.
Yes,
we've been very fortunate to have a lot of performances on it.
But don't expect you to play through the whole Tchaikovsky concerto, but I think it would be nice for you. Since you have rehearsal for it tonight, too. But
Michael, where's the orchestra?
I'll hum along.
Will you get the last song?
That's it. Are you going to do the horn opening? Or shall I?
We can do it together.
Okay, there we go.
But one of the first beautiful sort of question, or I won't say question answered, but one of the great things that the piano answers the orchestra is in this beautiful section. This piano is And of course, then the wonderful slow movement where we have sort of balalaikas, you know. It's a wonderful, wonderful change. And then, of course, the last movement is a kind of a marvelous, passionate kind of, I don't know, Cossack dance, maybe? Starts this way. Yeah. Over and over and over, it's sort of repeated.
Yeah, that's right. It's such a tuneful piece, too, because all of these things, you know, you're talking about the different characteristics of them, but Tchaikovsky's a great melody composer, I think.
A great melodist.
Yeah.
You know, in America, we were very fortunate, I think, to have Gershwin, mm-hmm. which had a great gift for melody, too. But Tchaikovsky was certainly of that same, different, but same abilities.
Now, we'll come back to this concert in a minute, but this is an unusual concert weekend for the symphony because there are two performances, one Saturday night, one Sunday afternoon, I think at 3, is that?
I believe that's correct.
I don't actually know. We'll turn and look, see if anyone is. But they're two different programs. So can you talk a little bit about Sunday's concert as well?
Yes, we're very happy to be sort of reintroducing the concept of an orchestral family concert here in Shreveport. It's mm-hmm. been a number of years, probably about 7 years since we've done one. And we're very grateful to the AEP Foundation for helping to make that possible. So on Sunday afternoon, then 3 o'clock, we have a concert featuring Peter and the Wolf, the sort of quintessential piece to introduce young people to mm-hmm. orchestral music, another Russian classic, if you will. And this one is a free concert, completely free and open to the public. And the great thing about it is that we have events happening about 45 minutes ahead of time in the lobby of the Riverview Theater, so starting around 2:15. Cyport is going to be over there with their curiosity cart and various demonstrations dealing with sound and acoustics, and members of our orchestra are going to be out in the lobby as well, and there are going to be craft stations for kids to do things. So there are a lot of things that people can do together as families. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, 3 o'clock, this wonderful concert where we're hearing about the flute and the oboe and the clarinet and the bassoon and the French horns, all the different characters that, and the strings, of course, who play the role of Peter. Hearing about this story that comes to life through the different sounds of the orchestra. And then the concert's over by about 4 o'clock, and folks who want to take a little ticket voucher with them over to Cyport can get in there for the last couple of hours of Cyport's open time until 6 for a reduced rate, and we're grateful for that partnership. So it's really a wonderful way to make a kind of afternoon, a family afternoon of it, right down there by the river where all of, I don't know, 100 yards from each other, I suppose, mm-hmm. Cyport and the Riverview Theater. So we're really hoping that this is the start of something that will be a longstanding new tradition for us.
All right, so that's 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. That's at Riverview Theater. And, of course, Saturday evening's performance is at 7:30 p.m., also at Riverview Theater, and that is the all Tchaikovsky performance. And, again, Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony, the first piano concerto, and a couple of shorter works that are also very well known. And before Before we leave this, James, I was wondering if, rather than playing short excerpts of Tchaikovsky, if you would just, to help entice our listeners, play a little something, short piece, short work for piano?
You know, along with Tchaikovsky, mm-hmm. Chopin was a great, he had a great gift for melody too. Mm-hmm. And probably wrote more music for the piano than any composer we've ever had. So this is a little waltz in E minor by Frédéric Chopin.
Waltz in E minor, music of Frédéric Chopin. You've been hearing pianist James Dick, the featured soloist who will be performing tomorrow evening with the Shreveport Symphony, playing the music not of Chopin, but of Tchaikovsky, his first piano concerto. Michael Butterman also in the studio with me, of course, the music director of the Shreveport Symphony. Anything else you want to add about tomorrow night's concert?
I did want to mention that one of the local connections that we have, in addition to, of course, James's work with Roundtop, is that early in James's career, when he was having a lot of success with various international competitions, one of the first that kind of set you on your way was this one that we are so fortunate to have right here in the Arklatex, the Weidman
Absolutely.
Competition.
It was a wonderful experience and a great, great help to a young kid coming to the university who had not had but one experience with orchestra before, in my own home state of Kansas with the Wichita Symphony, but never before until I won the Shreveport competition. So Shreveport means a lot to me.
Well, we're very glad to have you.
So come hear us on Saturday night.
That's it.
Absolutely. Again, the performance is at 7:30 p.m. Riverview Theater. You can find out more information at ShreveportSymphony.com. You can also call 318-227-TUNE. That is 227-8863. Michael, James, thank you so much for being here this morning for our spotlight. And if you are with an organization and you would like to be featured on a spotlight, be sure to call us here at Red River Radio at 800-552-8502.